It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Tired of your standard haunted houses? Well, can I just do maybe a creepy castle? Over the centuries, castles have borne witness to much human suffering, with numerous incidents of incarceration, illness, suicide, and murder. Perhaps it is, therefore, not surprising that there should be such a high degree of spectral sightings within their creepy walls. For many hundreds of years, strange apparitions have been reported at the Tower of London, the oldest palace, prison, and fortress of its kind in Europe. The tower was built by William the Conqueror, on ground which, 1,000 years earlier, had been the site of a Roman fort constructed by the Emperor Claudius. Today, this monument attracts a huge number of visitors, many of whom are lured there in the hope of seeing one of the many ghosts rumored to stalk its grounds. During its time as a prison, the tower was home to many famous inmates, including Queen Anne Boleyn, Guy Fawkes, Thomas More, Princess Elizabeth, Lady Jane Grey, and Walter Raleigh. Many of these unfortunate prisoners endured agonizing torture before being executed in the most barbaric way. Often they were beheaded, hung, drawn, and even quartered. Well, you know what quartered actually means? Yeah. Next time someone kills a moose and they quarter the moose, they'll explain it to you. Their heads would then be impaled on spikes on the perimeter of the walls to serve as a gruesome warning to the public. There's been a long line of reports of hauntings at the tower, the first of which were made in the mid-13th century. Construction workers building the inner curtain wall claimed that the ghost of an irate Thomas Becket appeared before them and reduced the wall to rubble by striking it with his cross. The ghost of a 70-year-old Countess of Salisbury also lingers at the site of the executions, where she met a truly grisly end. Henry VIII had ordered that she be beheaded, but at the last moment she tried to escape her death by running from the block. The executioner chased her, swinging his axe, and eventually hacked her to death. Oh, just lovely. Some have spoken of seeing the execution reenacted right before their eyes, while others have observed the shadow of the fateful axe on the walls in the vicinity. Of all the sad souls still said to be roaming the tower, it is the figure of Anne Boleyn that seems to be the most persistent. This tragic figure was tried and executed for adultery and treason after miscarrying the potential heir to the throne. Her headless body, recognizable from the dress that she was wearing on the day of the execution, is reported, even today, to drift from the Queen's house to the chapel of St. Peter ad Vincula. Here it leads a spectral procession of dignitaries down the aisle to the site of her final burial place under the altar. That's not all. The Salt Tower is the most feared and thus the most avoided area of the Tower of London. Yemen warders are reluctant to go near it at night after one of their members was inexplicably strangled. Dogs, who in common with many animals seem to have a sixth sense regarding the supernatural beings, refuse to go near it, further fueling intrigue and superstition. The presence of ghostly apparitions in the tower was captured on cameras as recently as 2003, when a photographer reported strange incidents while attempting to conduct a photo shoot. Bulbs kept blowing and flashes went off unexpectedly. Mostly eerie of all, when he came to develop the film, he discovered among many black pictures a photo containing a mysterious ball of light in the center of the image. Another famous British tourist attraction, Windsor Castle, has been home to royalty since the 11th century and still a royal residence to this very day. Over the centuries, it has seen innumerable births and deaths and has been connected with countless legends of witchcraft and treachery. Of all the spectres rumored to stalk the castle grounds, those of the three kings in particular have made their presence felt within the castle walls. The footsteps and groans of King Henry VIII are allegedly heard by the visitors to this very day. While the ghost of King Charles I, beheaded in 1649 at Whitehall, is also said to roam these grounds, and has been sighted complete with head in the library and the Canon's house. Sightings of Mad King George III, who was incarcerated in the castle before his death, have also been recorded. Of similar renown in Scotland is Edinburgh Castle, a fortress magnificent in its austerity, built on the site of a once active volcano. This almost 1,000-year-old construction has been unusual, to say the least, and seen a degree of violence and death as well. Factors that could account for the large number of freaking ghosts apparently walking around there. The most famous of these are the figures of the headless drummer. Yeah. And Piper. There's two of them, who are said to patrol the castle's battlements, still playing their instruments. Good to know. What else are you going to do in your afterlife? In recent years, there have been tales of encounters with spirits arising from the fascinating discovery that was made in this city in the early 1990s. During renovation work, remains were uncovered of buildings buried beneath the existing city. It's known that during the Black Death in 1665, Edinburgh was blighted by a terrible plague that decimated the population. As the disease dwindled, though, surviving officials deemed it best to build over the top of the old ravaged city, entombing the affected buildings and any remaining living sufferers under the new constructions. Do you want ghosts? Because this is how you get ghosts. Since this forgotten world has come to light, many people have heard ghostly voices and seen beautiful flashing lights emanating from the subterranean city. Oh, man. And how could I not talk about Glamis Castle? Yeah, that's right. The run recorded by Shakespeare and Macbeth. The mysterious happenings at this castle are not restricted to the realms of the theater, however. Many dark deeds and hauntings have taken place within its ancient walls. Legend tells of the misdeeds of the second Lord of Glamis, whose dalliance with the devil is said to have left its legacy in the brutal acts of violence that ensued. Earl Beardy, or the Wicked Lord as he was nicknamed, has apparently a violent gambler and drinker. One evening, though, unable to find a gambling partner, he is supposed to have announced that he would resort to playing with the devil himself. Moments later, there was a knock at the door, and a tall, bearded man, dressed entirely in black, asked the Lord if he still required someone with whom to gamble. When the servants heard shouts and the sound of furniture being flung around the room, one of them crept to the keyhole, trying to get a glimpse of what was going on in there, where he was caught by his master. When Lord Glamis returned to the room, the dark stranger had vanished, taking with him the soul of the gambling aristocrat. He died 5 years later, and his drunken, tortured spirit is said to still roam the castle, waiting to return to room to play with the devil. Man. So there you have it. Not all haunted places are houses, by the way. The whole world is haunted, if you ask me. But there's something particularly creepy about a castle. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that it's supposed to be a nice place where rich people live. Not so much, though. Apparently, the dead just love to hang there. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. Don't forget to check in tomorrow for a brand new episode. Take care.